Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
On September 17th, Howard and Morehouse will go head-to-head at MetLife Stadium in the HBCU New York Football Classic. For months, Hot 97 has followed these teams on their journey to New York City.
Say it.
We've witnessed their hard work, their passion, and their dedication to the game. Check out Hot 97's newest podcast, Captains and Majors, everywhere a podcast is streamed, made hot by Orocast.
It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
We got Laura Stiles, we got Rosenberg, and a special guest this morning. He goes by the name of Steve Lacy. You might have heard. He's got a hit song called Bad Habit, which we're going to play next. Brady, we got Bad Habit. Yo, Casto, I need Steve Lacy, Bad Habit.
Hi, Steve. Hey,
what up?
How are you?
I'm good.
Steve, how are you, sir? You're good? Are you sure about this?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm getting here.
Are you sure?
It's early for me, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, this morning show radio thing.
It's East Coast, too. East Coast morning. It's a lot.
So let's see. I just got in, so in Cali, it's like, what, 6 a.m. or something?
Yeah, it's early right now.
When's the last time you were up at 6 a.m. in Los Angeles?
Boy, I can't even
After sleeping, not staying up the whole night. Not breaking night, but you know what I mean?
I can't even tell you when.
Can't even. Now, we're going to have more of a conversation with Steve Lacy, which you can find on our YouTube channel later on this afternoon.
And the Hot 97 app.
And the Hot 97 app, yes. Very important. But you, sir, are performing, and people can get tickets, and they need to go to your Instagram page if they want to see your secret show tonight.
Yeah, I'll announce it at some point in the day.
You're going to tell people where it is?
Yeah, I'll tell people.
At some point.
He's like, if I have to.
Right.
So they should go on your Instagram, and then at some point today, you'll tell everyone where the show is tonight.
Yeah, I'll probably just do it like an hour before.
Is the show free?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, you know, he's a...
He's
hot out here. So people... So we don't know, but I heard that he did bring some tickets with him.
Mm. Oh, you want to give some away right now?
Yeah, y'all can have some.
Do you know the phone number at Hot 97 by any chance?
No, what it is?
It's 800.
800.
223. 97.
223-97. 97.
That was a bad way that we did that. Let's try it again.
800-223-9797. You want to see Steve Lacy.
There you go.
Tonight's secret show. If you're a super fan or you just love some great music, Steve Lacy's the guy for you. Now, Steve Lacy, what album is this you're on right now? This is two?
This
or
is
three?
Album two. Yeah.
Was the first album the one that was like completely recorded on like an iPhone or something like that?
That was my first. I mean,
mixtape or project,
yeah,
EP,
you know
whatever.
What
project.
Got it. Yeah, like project. That was my first project, yeah.
Got it. Before being a solo artist, I think the audience would love to hear about your, family tree, let's call it. And what group were you a part of before being solo?
The Internet.
Yeah.
The Internet.
And we love Sid. Shout out to Sid, wherever you are. And what prompted the solo endeavor? Sid also solo too, but...
Right. Well, there was a moment, I want to say it was after Ego Death. And that was the first piece of music I ever worked on.
It was Ego Death?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a pretty classic thing to work on for your first dance.
I know, I was 16.
Wow.
16, 17.
So you're like 22 now, 23?
24.
Congrats on that, bro.
Thank you. And after Ego Death, everyone was like, we should work on solos.
No, and was that scary for you as somebody who just worked on there? You were like, yo, I'm working with my friends. We just had a moment in R&B music history, and now everybody wants to not do it anymore?
Well, no, we were still doing it.
Right.
That was the thing. But they were like, we should drop solos to kind of explain Ego Death. You know?
Got it.
Mm.
So, like, you know, when the Beatles did it, you could see what each of them bought.
Right.
Brought to the table. That's a good strategy, though.
And how many people are in the Internet?
Five.
Okay.
I only know by name Steve Lacy and Sid. Who else is in the Internet?
So Steve Lacy, there's Sid, there's Matt Martians.
Okay.
there's Chris, and there's Pat Page.
And for, and there's another interesting thing. I think it was when we had Sid here. We were talking about how all of you came up in music in Los Angeles, because you guys are also an extension of Odd Future, if you will, right?
Sure, yeah.
Right? So at the time, Tyler and Earl and everybody's popping. How old are you when that?
So I wasn't around for that part.
Right. Because you were super young. You're like 14 at the time?
Yeah, I was also super Christian at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a funny ass story. Because niggas think I'm from Odd Future. Sorry, I can't cuss. We live.
I mean, we live, yeah.
I'm sorry, yo.
It's okay.
Ding, ding.
Keep going.
But use your church. Flip the church switch for it.
Bro, I was super Christian at the time, so I remember hearing Tyler and stuff for the first time, and I was like, ooh, I can't hear it. I ain't trying to go to hell.
Right. You were brought up that way.
Yeah, I was brought up that way. When I met everybody, I was like, oh, they're pretty cool people. But I was in a music setting at the time, and I was real quiet and stuff.
So you were playing guitar in church?
No. I played for a second, but they weren't trying to give me a check because my uncle was a pastor.
Wait, were you like some sort of like prodigy as a kid? Like how?
Not even.
How early did the music thing, like, did you start showing aptitude for it?
Probably when Ego Death came around.
That was it? Prior to that, no one knew that you were like doing music like that?
Yeah, I was playing here and there, but.
Nothing crazy?
Nothing crazy, no.
Wow.
And so are there any notable individuals that we may know? Because LA's just the music scene, especially with musicians.
Yeah.
It's always amazing to me because it'll be like, you know, Thundercats, brother is, you know, Kamasi watching, or cousin is Kamasi. And then, Ty Dolla Sign's dad was in Confunction.
That's how it is. That's
everyone's LA. Connected in some way.
That's LA. Like, so Jamil Bruner. He was a sixth member in it, but
okay,
he can't, you know, drama, whatever. That's Thundercat little brother.
God.
So I met him when I was in high school. We was in jazz band together, and that's who put me on. That's who put me into the internet.
Got it. He's the one that introduced you.
Thundercat little brother,
right? And Thundercat is, if you don't know, is an amazing bass player, songwriter, Badu.
Who's worked with everybody.
He's got a record with Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald.
He does. He does.
Fire on his last project. He's crazy.
And he worked, Thundercat also worked with Mac Miller. You said you worked with Mac Miller when you were 16 years old?
Yeah, 16, 17.
How did that?
I was like one of the first folks. He was with I think the internet was on Space Migration Tour at the time.
Okay.
And he would just be in the studio and we'd just be kicking it.
And you told me that you guys actually made songs. I said, what happened to these songs? And he's just sitting on them.
Yeah, they're just in my vault.
Just in the vault.
When you're ready, when it feels good, right?
No, I mean, my brother, he gone. He can't tell me you want to put it out or nothing.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Still a lot of pain there with that loss, right? That was your bro.
Yeah. I was just with him like not too long ago before that shit happened. So.
Right.
Oh, damn.
Any other, because we were talking about the kind of family tree, if you will, of music in LA. So you weren't a part of Odd Future, but obviously Frank Ocean, Tyler, I'm sure you guys have all been in studio same time, right?
Well, Sid from the internet is Taco's sister, so there's a lot there.
Right.
So what do you guys ever, is there ever jam sessions? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like ever moments where it's just like, yo, we just jamming and does that happen or not? Not really.
I really only jam with like Steven, Thundercat.
Got it.
Tyler, he hit me up if you want some guitar or some shit. We don't jam though.
Got it.
I don't know what that's
does about. He feel
no, I'm just does,
no, Tyler, why you don't want to jam with Steve?
That's why you mentioned that. So tell us, so what random records that we know from different artists have you played guitar on?
Oh, you mean pull out my...
Yeah, I mean, you got a list?
Yeah,
wait, can you?
Hold on, because
I don't be remembering. I worked on 105 songs.
Wow.
Since I've started making music. So let me look at my list.
You told me off air you worked on Jet Fuel for Mac Miller.
Mm-hmm.
You worked on this, it was this last Tyler album or multiple Tyler albums?
Let me just check for you.
Steve Lacy.
You can also check your bank statements.
So exactly. 9/11 by Tyler.
Okay.
I featured on that song.
Yeah.
Pride, Kendrick.
Ooh.
Nice.
Some Girl, Gold Link. Ooh. We got Kali Uchis in there.
Wow.
Blood Orange, Solange, Vampire Weekend.
Ooh. What?
I was their first feature, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bugged. Wow. So Shawnee's never heard of
Brent Faiyaz.
Ezra Koenig and them? I like them.
Brent Faiyaz.
Shit, shout out to Brent, man. Come by the show. I know you hate interviews, but come hang out.
Yo. Yeah. Isaiah Rashad. Mm. Denzel Curry, J. Cole.
Oh, wow.
What's J. Cole record? 2088 record.
Wow.
This is Janae and Sean, Big Sean.
What's J. Cole record?
Folding Clothes.
Folding Clothes.
That was an iPhone beat, too.
Really?
Yeah, that was in that time.
So wait, on these records, what different things do you do? Sometimes you play, sometimes you produce, sometimes all?
Exactly. Sometimes I just play, sometimes I produce it, sometimes I just featured on it. Wow. Like 9/11, I just featured on it.
So you said coming out of your church days, right? You're 15, 16 years old, right? And yeah. And is it Jesse who introduced you to the internet? What's his name?
Jamil.
Jamil, who introduced you to the internet. Mm-hmm. You're shy. You said I was shy.
Yeah, and I wasn't really talking.
Even have a combo with you right now. I see the, you're accustomed to being quiet, right? Like you seem like the mostly do my own thing on my own time type of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is dope. How hard is it for you now to be a solo artist? Like, what do you have to do at times, I'm sure, to like kick your brain into, oh, I got to be Steve Lacy now.
Right. Well, yeah, all that shy stuff go out the window now. Because now I got to be like, all right, got to tell people what to do and shit.
Oh, you mean because you're running the operation, the Steve Lacy operation?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and like, I can't be timid in that. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of learn just from seeing different people work and stuff, you know, how to just assert, you know, your idea.
Right.
To get it done.
And what about on that stage? Is that hard for you? Like, is that emotionally draining to get on that stage and put on a show for people, or is it invigorating?
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm like reserved in real life, but on stage, for some reason, I'm definitely not. Some other thing takes over, and it's just like...
Yeah, you hear that. That was like, you know, the great Michael Jackson used to say that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on stage, he could be... You can become the thing.
Like, it's a whole other, like, channel experience.
Was it hard for you to find that?
Nah, it came natural, actually. But I didn't know. I feel like once I understood, you know, that I was on this path, and it was like, oh, okay, cool. But for a while, I was like, yeah, I don't know.
When you performed with the internet live, what was your role? Were you on guitar?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just played guitar. Sung some background vocals here and there.
That must have been a good sort of tune-up, too, to getting to your own place.
It was. I studied a lot, you know. Like, I was touring with them since I was, like, 18. So I'm just looking at how audience respond to certain things. And
right.
When it goes quiet. So I'm, like, looking at this, like, okay, taking notes.
Right.
So when it came time for my stuff.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's go.
Ready. Yeah.
Let's go. Speaking of guitar, and you know, we live in a time in music, and I'm sure people get tired of me talking about it, but I often talk about how, you know, black musicians and black American musicians are the creators of everything we know today as popular music, right? Mm-hmm. But specifically, black musicians and black artists, let's say, being associated with playing an instrument, right, is something that we don't necessarily get to see that often, right? So it's a big deal. We get to see her. For people who are learning about you, we get to see you now. Mm-hmm. How important is that playing an instrument for you and just being a black artist, making sure motherfuckers know, like,
yeah,
well, nah, we gets busy. And also even for generations on the come up, like, to know it's cool to play an instrument, learn how to read music, learn how to, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? How important is that?
Man, I'm grateful you bring that up. It's super important, bro. Because, you know, keep kids out of trouble. For
right.
real, like, that shit is, like, an escape, you know? And, yeah, it's cool to keep that going. You know, there was times where I would get discouraged if, like, this is something that's, you know, notable in this time of like,
or useful even. Yeah.
So it's like, I didn't even think it was a place for me until like, I don't know. It was a slow burn.
Right, so in the last 4 years is really when, because I'm sure up to 18 years old before you started touring with the internet.
Yeah, and it seemed like 2016 it was more prevalent, and then things get more electronic and stuff. But yeah, it's still going.
Do you you read music and write music too?
Or no, I don't read.
You play by ear?
I used to read, but I play by ear mostly.
Yeah. Play by ear. And would you say, coming up, how much did playing an instrument and being able to make music help you in those teenage years, right? Because, you know, I got an eight-year-old that I'm like, yo, these teenage years is coming.
It's crazy.
I need outlets, like whether it's sports, her singing, her, you know, she's steady dancing and singing songs. Like, if you leave her alone, Issa alone, for 5 minutes, literally will start spinning in circles doing pirouettes and singing songs and jump on her keyboard and, like, make up songs. Like, that's just her thing, and we just let her go. But I hope that she knows that she's releasing energy and emotion and finding her voice through that. Was that the same for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was like a dance, you know, because I think when you're that age, you know, you're kind of battling like, okay, am I going to be a music nerd or am I going to try to be cool and like fit in, you know, or do I want to play sports because that's what's notable in school.
Don't worry about it.
Was sports a consideration for you or no?
Huh?
Was sports a consideration for you or no?
Yeah, I ran track.
Okay.
And I played football for a season. But my mom was like, you either going to play football or you going to be in a jazz band. What you finna do?
So I chose you to focus. Okay.
Yeah. But it was a great outlet, though. Like, I ain't know it would take me here.
Yeah, nah, it's I mean, man, there's so many schools that don't even have music programs.
Yeah,
man.
I was like one of the last bands before they even got rid of it at the school.
Wait, what high school you was at?
I was at Washington Prep.
And they y'all was known as like the jazz.
They was, yeah.
Y'all, that's, I mean, every, is, I don't, Kamasi went there, right?
I think so. It was either, they might have went to Locke, but Washington was a part of those schools.
Yeah, because there's like a thing and like, they had the band. One of these schools, I think, and I think Washington Prep was like.
It was one of them.
A lot of musicians that we see and know, and artists and producers was like.
I think Tyrese went to Washington, random enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's one of those schools.
Yeah.
And so now the program's cut.
I think so. I got to go back there and check on it.
You got to go check on the people.
I got to go check
on the kids.
Yeah, a lot of public school. That's the first thing that goes, like the the art and the music programs.
I'm like, that's not the one to get rid of.
Hello.
Well, and also, too, for people, for young human minds that don't learn in the ways that I guess the system wants them to learn, right? You know what I mean? It's kind of like if you don't fit in a box, something's wrong with you, public school system thing 100%. We got going on. That music thing, for creative minds that they want to label as like ADHD or they want to label them as like a behavioral problem or whatever, that music thing helps them with counting and math and emotional expression and like so many things, man.
Bro, we can engineer, pioneer some whole other system.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, like we ain't slow.
Yeah, we go about it different.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Ice Cube went to Washington Prep too, it says.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who else in there?
It says Washington Preparatory High School, George Washington Preparatory High School. It's in the Westmont section of Los Angeles. Okay. The notable alumni are that jump out to me. Draco the Ruler.
Drakeo, RIP, man.
Ice Cube. NFL Hall of Famer, James Lofton. A lot of NFL players, actually, too.
Y'all had a good football team, huh?
I thought they was ass, but I guess
in your time, right?
Like, that's why I didn't continue.
That's why I didn't do that. That's why I went to jazz.
Yo, Stanley Williams.
Whoa.
Yes, also went there.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people. Very interesting. A lot of athletes. They don't have a ton of the musicians here.
And Steve Lacy.
Yeah, and you all need to add Steve
Lacy.
I didn't
graduate from there, so.
Oh.
They probably wouldn't claim me, but I did get my musical start up there.
Right, there you go. Where'd you graduate from?
This small school called Hearts.
Okay. Private school?
Nah. It was a little performing arts school.
What's your ethnic background?
I'm black and Filipino.
Black and Filipino.
Shout out to the Filipinos. Filipino.
Yeah.
Which parent is what?
My dad, Filipino, and my mom, black.
And it was all English at home growing up?
Yeah. Well, he was barely. And he passed when I was 10. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
I kind of lost all touches with my Filipino side anyway.
Got it.
Oh, and correction, Tyrese went to Locke, it says.
Oh, it was Locke. Okay.
And Terrace Martin went to Locke.
There you go.
J-Rock went to Locke.
Okay.
So it's Locke I'm thinking you think
Ozzie Smith, Major League Baseball player, went to Locke. Yeah. Thundercat went to Locke.
There you go.
And Jay Swift, Farside.
Wow.
Went to Locke.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yo, that's fire, bro. Steve Lacy, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, a great human being.
Farside are an interesting connection to think about when you think about at people like Steve and
Odd Future
and the internet. Like that was the closest you would have gotten to people who would have been willing to push boundaries in that way in the early 90s.
Well, that was the alternative underground hip-hop, L.A. hip-hop at that time, right? You had the Far Side. You had the Alkaholics.
Far Side were different.
They were a little bit more alty.
They were alty.
For sure.
Freestyle, and then the whole Freestyle Fellowship movement, Abstract Rude and all those guys.
I've never heard any of this.
You don't know about
The Far Side.
I know the Far Side, of course.
Yeah, Freestyle Fellowship was a whole wave.
Freestyle Fellowship was like a big underground.
LA Underground
thing.
They paved the way to be underground in LA in the 90s.
Okay.
Shout out to the Nonce, wherever you are.
Yeah.
I used to sell mixtapes, but now I'm an MC.
Yeah. I got the beats and rhymes.
Got the rhymes and beats.
Yeah, I like. Yo, it's interesting too, musically. So you said as a young teen, you're mostly in church. You weren't listening to secular music at all.
A little bit. But, you know, Tyler's was like, he's talking about the devil.
I mean, that's beyond secular. Well, Tyler goes way past secular.
I was listening to secular. I was listening to, like, YG and stuff. Like,
got it.
Shout out YG. I just saw him at the airport. My boy, man.
But what were your musical influences that weren't gospel? Whatever you studied.
And Thundercat.
Right.
You know. Jazz stuff.
Mostly jazz.
Yeah.
But have you spent time with, like, let's say, like, the Tonys of the world?
Oh, yeah, that came later.
That came later for you.
When I was in high school, I started tapping in, but I grew up hearing that music, though. Like, I knew Anniversary, of course.
God, right.
Sadiq, shout out Sadiq. That's one of my mentors.
That was gonna be my next question, because I know a lot of people go by his studio, and he's always available for musicians and people like that.
He one of the realest ones we got, man.
He takes care of a lot of people, right?
He does, and we just link up. He's just like my aunt. He just be telling me stories.
Yo, so craziness. He was that for us when I was 14, 15 years old.
Seriously.
We used to go to his crib in Sacramento, California, all the MCs, musicians, everything. He had a studio in his house.
Wait, where are you from?
I'm originally from the Bay Area, but then
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. So he was that same. What he is for young people right now in L.A. who are trying to figure out their sound and helping them format songs and all of that. He was that.
Psh, that's crazy.
30 years ago.
Crazy. Yeah, I think I only really made music with him once, but we mostly just be getting up and just geeking over music.
Right.
Like talking to like 1 a.m. Nigga just showing me songs. I'm showing him songs. He tell me stories about what he did and stuff like that and how people are. Yeah, I love Sadiq.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Steve Lacy, get his new album.
Yeah.
You're on tour right now. Are all the shows secret
about
show?
To start?
When's it start? October 2nd. October 2nd.
Yeah, this is kind of like a warm-up show I'm about to do.
Got it. So warm-up show tonight in New York City, secret location. You may announce on his Instagram, but check him out on tour because the stage show is serious. And if you love great written music and real playing, Steve Lacy's your guy.
Yeah, guitar and singing at the same time.
Whoa.
It's different. And I produce all the songs.
There you go. Steve Lacy. Give it up for him.
Yeah. Thank you. Pleasure, Steve.
On September 17th, Howard and Morehouse will go head-to-head at MetLife Stadium in the HBCU New York Football Classic. For months, Hot 97 has followed these teams on their journey to New York City.
Say it.
We've witnessed their hard work their passion and their dedication to the game. Check out Hot 97's newest podcast, Captains and Majors, everywhere a podcast is streamed, made hot by Orocash.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.